Welcome back to our Indianola Spring Sports Spotlights on KNIA, talking with Lexi Goldner for Indianola Soccer. First of all, Lexi, thank you very much for joining us. Talk about kind of what you felt after last season ended and knowing that you were kind of come back for your junior season to play more soccer.
Yeah, I was definitely expecting to come back for junior season. I know we were all really excited. I feel really bad for the seniors, but I think by the end of this, we'll come out stronger because we were still practicing. Even though we knew our season was probably not going to happen, we were still practicing through virtually, like we would get warm-ups on things to do and drills to do. So we were all completing those, trying to get better.
Well, I know before the season was canceled, it kind of felt like there was still a lot of off-season work. So talk about how you prepared for the season, whether it be last summer, through the fall, or winter.
So we had a lot of open gyms that we would all get together, of course, student-led. And so, we had a lot of weekends that we would go in and do soccer drills and stuff. And then, of course, all the online ones through this time.
All right. Well, talk about a little bit about your individual goals that you wanted to accomplish this season.
I was definitely preparing to – I was doing a lot of drills to help better myself with touches and everything. It's really too bad that we weren't able to have our season. But, yeah, I was working on the turf when that was still open. So hopefully when the turf gets back open, I can get back out there. And then we actually have, like, some of the juniors are putting together, like, little practices with 10 groups of – or a group of 10 people. And so I think I'll start going to those, too.
Perfect. Well, I know, again, you already kind of mentioned talking with the seniors and it being hard on them, but how has kind of the team dynamic been knowing that the season was canceled and they wouldn't get a chance to see the turf at all this year?
Yeah, it's really disappointing, but we've had Zoom meetings. Like, we've tried to stay all in touch with each other. I think we have a total of 4 seniors, so we've just really been making sure that we, like, stay in touch with them. We've had Zoom meetings, and then we're still going to do if we can, this summer, we're going to try and have, like, a little senior night, since they're obviously not going to get to have that, and then we're all pitching in money to get them gifts.
Perfect. Well, I did want to talk a little bit about team culture. I know Coach Mack, as you guys like to call her, she's Coach Stump to me, but Coach Mack, she really knows when to make things fun and then also know that, hey, this is serious time. We need to actually improve from this. So kind of tell me how you feel about that.
Yeah, Mack is a very, very nice person, and she knows how she can have fun, but we can also bring the competitiveness. And so I've always really liked her. Yeah, she knows how to bring competition, but she can also make it fun. There's never a day of practice where I was like, oh, I don't want to go to practice. She just makes the environment so fun. Like, we all get along, and it's just really fun.
Well, and then I know you already kind of mentioned doing some practices over the summer, but what else do you have planned for getting ready for next year?
Yeah, definitely the summer things that if those work out, then we can all get back as a group after this whole pandemic. And then definitely the student ones. So, yeah.
All right. Well, perfect. Thank you very much for getting back to me. Appreciate it. And obviously, best of luck next year.
Yeah, thank you.